The Federal Aviation Administration announced today it is giving ValueJet permission to begin flying again. The airline was grounded on June 17th, a month after ValueJet Flight 592 crashed in the Florida Everglades, killing 110 people. Following the crash, the FAA found numerous safety deficiencies at the airline. With today's decision, the low-cost airline could be flying again in 1 week, NPR's Dan Charles reports.
When the Federal Aviation Administration decided to shut ValueJet down, FAA Administrator David Hinson said the agency had found what he called serious deficiencies in the airline's operations. According to Hinson, the airline had failed to carry out timely repairs on airplanes. There was evidence that ValueJet officials in charge of maintenance didn't have the necessary expertise to supervise the contractors that were supposed to do the work. The airline would be grounded, Hinson said, until it demonstrated appropriate corrective action. In the 2 months since ValueJet stopped flying, the FAA has required it to retrain all its pilots and instructors. It has reviewed the operating histories and maintenance records of each airplane in the fleet. ValueJet also has reduced sharply the number of outside contractors it relies on to carry out its maintenance, and it promises to fly only one kind of DC-9 to simplify its maintenance task. Today, the Department of Transportation announced ValueJet has demonstrated it is ready to return to the skies. Anyone who disagrees with this finding has 7 days to file an objection. The DOT then could issue a final ruling allowing the airline to fly again. ValueJet would return to service with a much smaller fleet, only 9 airplanes at first, growing to 15 within a few days. At the time of the accident, it was operating a fleet of more than 50. ValueJet will offer flights to 5 cities from its base in Atlanta. Before the accident, it flew to 31. FAA officials have stated many of ValueJet's maintenance failures resulted from the airline's rapid growth during 1995, and they do not intend to allow the airline to grow so rapidly again. The investigation into the cause of the crash of Flight 592 continues. Evidence collected so far indicates devices called oxygen generators, mislabeled as empty and mistakenly loaded in a luggage compartment, started a fire which brought down the plane. In the aftermath of that crash, FAA officials admitted they had been concerned about safety lapses at ValueJet, but hadn't considered them serious enough to take action. The scrutiny of ValueJet intensified after the crash and led to the decision to shut the airline down. The FAA's failure to act against ValueJet before the crash, and then its dramatic grounding of the airline a month later, has taken a serious toll on the agency. Critics, including several in Congress, have questioned the FAA's credibility in safety matters, saying the agency is a lackadaisical watchdog over the airline business. The agency's top safety official, Anthony Broderick, resigned under pressure a week after ValueJet was grounded. The next day, the FAA announced a series of regulations aimed at contractors that do maintenance work for airlines. This is Dan Charles in Washington.